the session began by us taking a pencil and drawing a washing line. We could put whatever we wanted on our washing line and make our items as big as or small, as big as small as we wanted them. But one of the rules that was set by the lecturer during this experience was that we went to take a pencil off the page, so it was a continuous drawing. This is quite challenging, and it made me really think about what I was doing before I put the pencil to paper, rather than just doing like a random drawing kind of thing. And my washing line turned out really well. I then used watercolours to fill in the outline of the clothes and create patterns on them, and design them how I wanted them to look. I liked having the chance to have my more me personal touch on it. And by doing this with children, it would give them the chance to make theirs look a little bit different from others, and have the chance to personalise it. I then had to cut out the washing line once it was dry, and doing this with children, it would build on their hand and eye coordination, also their fine motor skills, which helps them build on the skills with their dominant hand. As an adult, I found this was quite challenging as well, because the washing line was so thin and the clothes are quite small, so trying to cut it out quite neatly and not chop anything off was quite difficult, especially if you had trousers with a gap up the middle. It was quite footy trying to get in between the two legs. The next step that we were to carry out was to build a wall, and to do this we were using paints that were in a palette and different sized brushes. Before we created our wall, we had a really valuable discussion on what a wall actually looks like. We discussed if all the bricks were the same size, how the cracks in the wall would be filled in, and so forth. And this would be a really important step while talking to the children and carrying this experience out with them, as they could potentially spend quite a long time making sure that every brick is the same shape and size. Therefore, it was quite advantageous to have like visual stimuluses available. We had different pictures of walls from like cobble to bricks to stone walls, and we were able to pick which one that we quite liked and could copy. We also talked about different strategies we were doing, if we would do the backgrounds first, like the cracks of the wall, and then slot the bricks in. Or would we do the bricks first and then try and fill in the cement kind of thing round about it, and what we would find easiest. Then we were moving on to the background, and this was basically done by washing paint over sugar paper, and we could blend colours together, blend them together to create new colours and different patterns on them. It didn't have to be straight up and down. I really enjoyed this, as I was able to have like kind of a bit of freedom and choice in this part, and make the background how I wanted it. A technique that we were introduced to, which I wasn't previously aware of, was adding actual salt to the wet painting, gives you like kind of interesting textures on the painting. This would add to the background, and I feel this would be really enjoyable for children to do. It was really fun and exciting for even myself to do, and you can kind of see the salt working its magic on the paint, and I feel children would find that really interesting. To do this activity, you are able to use fine like sea salt or chunky sea salt, and both will give like a kind of different effect that you'll be able to see on your painting. By doing this, it kind of made everyone's painting a wee bit different from each other, and adds a bit of dimension to the final piece of work. Finally, the next stage that we had to do was to rip up the background into strips, and this was quite an important stage, as it allowed us to see how kind of each stage come together and how everyone's painting looked different. So when we ripped up our strips together, we were creating kind of a layered effect, and we were placing them at the top and working our way down. We stuck them onto the top of each other, and we put our wall and our washing line on the painting, and I've inserted a little picture of myself and how mine's turned out at the end. I feel this session was really good for looking at perspective, as even though everyone was carrying out the same steps and it was quite teacher-led, everyone came out with a different outcome, and we all were able to see how different everyone's ideas were, because even though we were all creating a